This is Obi and Ashley in the morning. Today, man, we had Cole Swindell, country superstar, on.
Yes, he's excited to get to music and also his thoughts on getting back on the road, how he really feels about that. And he had a lot to say about the people he's got to take care of when it comes to his team.
We also talked about The Matrix making a massive return, and our morning show producer doesn't even know what it is. That's all on the podcast that starts right now. All right, with today's national anthem, can we send it out to a group of individuals that I don't know if you get enough love? Most definitely not from this morning show with the national anthem. So let's do it right now to all of you painters. Okay, so those of you who do exterior painting, so houses, I've got my good buddy Scott who's working on our property. Ashley, you said that your neighbors are getting their house painted?
Yeah, our neighbors are doing it. And I know it's like, it's a process too, because down the street, you know, they got samples. So you got to pick which color you want to go with. And sometimes it could be a little bit of a headache, you know, if you're like, you get half the house done and you're like, oh no, I don't think I like it. So painters deal with all sorts of decisions, and then to actually get the job done right, I can't even imagine.
And, you know, kudos to ourselves whenever we can tackle a room or two. But I'm talking about the people who have massive jobs. Thank you so much for what you do. You're skilled. And today, we're going to give you some love with the national anthem right here from Obi and Ashley. So as the world gets to enjoy Orlando, right, we've got the NBA invading Orlando. Now, of course, they're going to stick to their bubble there. But Ashley and I were just talking about the NBA off the air and just talking about all these guys. And Ashley, you were saying that the Orlando Magic, you saw them all getting off the bus, right?
Yeah, they were on, like, you know, those Disney Cruise Line buses kind of that transport people to and from the port, and also the ones that run across the resorts and the different parks normally. Well, that's what they were using to bring the Magic over to ESPN Wild World of Sports Complex. And apparently one of the Magic players has tested positive for COVID. So then you're just like, oh man, you see them all getting off the bus and just wonder how many of them have been in contact with each other.
Sure, sure.
And then to think how many more NBA teams are going to be coming. It's going to be interesting.
All right. Well, let me throw something else your way. Okay. So this is aside from COVID. But I was listening to one of the guys at ESPN who I just love listening to the guys go back and forth on ESPN whenever they have these shows where they debate the boys. And I'm talking about the NBA players. Okay. So think about these guys. A lot of them not coming with their families. A lot of them single. A lot of them for 3 months. Are they going to be able to handle being within a bubble? Are they going to be able to handle not being able to go out into what the City Beautiful has to offer with all of our amusement? And shoot, I even say adult entertainment. I mean,
I know you think about too, because Disney, they will be open by then, with them opening up at least for the pass holders today. And the final eight teams from the NBA, I just read too, they're supposed to be arriving today. So those NBA teams will all be here. And speaking of like going to the games and stuff, I follow a couple of like Major League Baseball wives on Instagram, and they will joke back and forth about not going to the games. Like, it's going to be weird for them. They're saying having to stay in the hotel rooms with their kids wherever their husbands go for the Major League Baseball games too. So it's across the board.
Yeah, you know, I automatically have this love in my heart for all of the people who work there at any of the resorts, you know, who are going to have to, you know, be, you know, working right there hand in hand with the families that are staying while the boys are playing. I keep saying boys. I don't know why I say that. I say that because I'm a guy, and you know, hey, me and the boys, we're gonna
boys.
Go play. Yeah, we're gonna go play some basketball. Even though these guys are full grown adults with huge bank accounts. Nevertheless,
right.
Their families, their wives, they're gonna have to be chilling at the resorts. Are they gonna be able to stay in the bubble? So to all of our listeners, our K92.3 listeners, who are not only a part of the entertainment that they're all gonna be able to feast on, but just even the people who work there at the resorts, our hearts are with you, and should be interesting these next couple months, huh?
Yo, you can only hope too. If anything, maybe the NBA dollars will help the tourism dollars we're losing out on, but it probably won't touch it compared to what, you know, the city normally makes.
Goodness, yeah. All right, you ready for a really cool interview with Cole Swindell? What has he been up to during COVID?
So excited for this.
All right, we're calling him next here on K92.3. Obi, Ashley, this is K92.3, and during COVID, we've been able to have Sam Hunt on, Kane Brown, Kenny Chesney. Today, we're blessed by the likes of Cole Swindell, the huge hit maker, on right now. Cole, good morning.
Man, how y'all doing?
Whoa.
Good morning.
This guy. Cole, this is how we know that you've got a genuine soul, is when you say good morning and we all have like a smile on our face, bro.
Well, I feel the same way. You can see the smiling right now. So it's good to be. It's always good to talk to y'all, man.
Well, good, man. Well, I'm here with Ashley. I'm here with our morning show producer who ended up getting COVID. So Ashley and myself are both in our respective homes. As a matter of fact, Ashley's in her closet as we speak.
It's an interview with Cole Swindell from the closet.
Yeah, I like it. Honestly, isn't that kind of how this year's been, having to find a way to get through everything? But with technology and whatever, I can't imagine what we'd be doing. I mean, with y'all getting to still, I mean, we got to have you on the radio. I'm getting to write songs over the Zoom app. I mean, it's a weird year, but like I said, I think we're all hopefully finding a way to get through it.
Is it tough? I'm not seeing friends, family, although I must say happy belated birthday, because we did see you had a little celebration where you kind of tried to stay socially responsible last week.
Yeah, good week. I've had a good birthday week and trying to stay safe. Can't really do anything. And to me, I mean, being up here in Nashville, I don't know. I mean, all my family and childhood friends, at least, are back in Georgia. I've been back when I can, but it's just tough to, you know, you don't want to travel too much. And my mom's down there, and just trying to keep everybody safe. You know, missing being on the road. This is something I don't know if I ever imagined not, you know, having our live shows and what we love to do taken away, you know.
It's interesting that you say that, because maybe 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, we were like, oh, well, this is a nice rest. We all kind of needed this. Now here we are, where we're like, okay, now we're ready for a Cole show. I'm sure you're ready to step foot on stage and get that feeling of the audience saying,
honestly, I mean, we love it. We live for it. And that's hard to have that taken away. And I know not just us, I mean, the fans, I mean, that's what they live for, live shows and songs they hear on the radio, wanting to hear them live. And now, thank God, they can at least hear them on the radio. But it's different. And, you know, I'm trying to focus on, you know, the good, what's good coming out of this. And, I don't think I ever took being on stage for granted. But if I ever did, I won't ever again. I mean, this is something that, you know, and not just what I do, but just the people you don't get to see and all that. I think we're going to come out of this with just, appreciating things a little more if that's possible. So I'm, just ready for it to be over and ready for people to be able to, everybody to be able to go back to work, not just in the music industry.
Sure. And I know a lot of the artists, when you have new music, a lot of you say, you know, getting out there on that live stage is your chance to see how the audience reacts to it. Sure, you can get reaction on social media, but with like Single Saturday Night, you put a really cool video together and you really had to think outside the box, so cliche as it sounds, but to make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's different about it. I mean, I don't know that I've ever put out a new song and not been able to kind of judge the crowd reaction, you know, so that's a different thing. You can get, and I feel like the reaction has been great on social media, but you don't, you know, seeing a tweet about it, isn't like hearing them sing it back to you. And that's, to me, you know, hopefully having a brand, it's brand new. And by the time it gets out there, maybe, who knows, we'll get to do some shows and I'll get to hear it when, you know, everybody knows the word.
Cole, you just said something so mind blowing to me that, you know, to hear people tweet about your song and like, hey, Cole, this is a great song. But to hear people recite the lyrics while you're singing it from stage, that's got to be a completely mind-blowing thing where you're like, yes, yes, the song's working.
Oh, man, absolutely. And that, like I said, I mean, that, don't get me wrong, the tweets and the messages, it's all great, because, I mean, that, you wouldn't have anything without people that were fans of it. But just a difference in, and I think seeing that and then being able to hear people sing about it, there's no other feeling like it, honestly, so. But hey, hopefully, like I said, when we get back, it'll be people will know it, and we'll just pick up where we left off.
Do you think you're going to do anything kind of like, Blake just announced this morning, Blake Shelton, he's going to do a big drive-in thing. Garth did a huge one last week or 2 weeks ago, and I know people are trying to get creative. What's your team trying to drum up for you?
Yeah, I didn't see the Blake thing. I did see Garth. I mean, I think, they're trying to be as safe as they can, and that's what, to me, I mean, where I draw a line, you want to be safe. You don't want to put anybody else in danger. And then you also know that your band and the crew and the people that have taken care of you and gotten you where you are, they need to work. And, you want to do anything possible to do it. But until they find out, a great way to keep everybody safe and, watch the show, which that's different too. Is it even, do the fans even want that experience? I mean, I know they're dying for music, but I don't know. It's just a tough call. And right now, I don't have any, I got the Down to Earth tour that is in the fall. You know, we're going to see how things are, and I'm just hoping we get to play, you know, another show, however that is this year, but also want to, you know, follow the guidelines and just make sure I'm not, you know, not trying to be selfish. I just want to take, I think a lot of people, they're just trying to take care of the people that work for them. And it's just a different feeling than being out of work, than having people that depend on you, you know.
You know, what's good is that, we can hear your heart in all this, man. And what's great is that the fans are going to be ready, man. They're going to be so ready for you guys to get back.
No pressure.
Yeah, dude. Thank you for your time. Thank you for great music. And thank you for being genuine, man. That's what we love the most about you. And your fans are ready for you to come back whenever you are.
Hey, well, look, y'all are the best, and I cannot wait to get back down there, and to all the fans, everybody, y'all stay safe, and we'll be back when we can.
Thanks, Cole.
All right, thank y'all so much.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
So it was just a couple weeks ago, Garth Brooks was kind of the first one to take on the drive-in movie screens, and it was Epic Theaters Claremont, Mount Dora, a lot of ones here in Central Florida. It was a one-night-only concert. They had a few showings. Well, Blake Shelton now announcing yesterday that he is going to be the next to do so. Same theaters, too. So Epic Theaters, Mount Dora, Claremont, Deltona, Ocala. And now remember Garth Brooks was $100 per car? Well, Blake's drive-in is going to feature and have special appearances from Gwen Stefani and Trace Atkins. It'll be on July 25th, but it'll cost you $115 per car, up to six people.
Ooh, is that because you're getting more than just one artist? Is that because you're getting a stacked-up ticket?
And then I was wondering about Garth, you know, like did their camp and the management and marketing kind of realize, maybe we didn't sell as many as we wanted to. Maybe not every single location sold out. So if we're going to charge, we better charge a little more to make up. I don't know. Like, you know, who's trying to make money here? The theaters definitely are. The artists want to get paid to pay their people. But anyways, it's still pretty cool because you're going to have an opportunity to see Blake Shelton on a drive-in with Gwen Stefani, Trace Atkins again, July 25th. And I did talk to Blake's people. They're going to hook us up with some more car passes. So we're actually going to give some of those away for free. And I wanted to hit this too with Rascal Flatts because they announced their farewell tour last year. Obviously, that couldn't happen. It was supposed to happen this summer where they were basically going to retire. And now Gary LaVox, the lead singer, is saying he's feeling called to consider doing something separate from his fellow Rascal Flatts bandmates. So he's thinking about doing a solo country album.
When you're being called to do something solo, like if he were to go Christian and do a Christian album, we'd all be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But he's going to do a country album without his boys?
Well, then too, you always wonder, right? It's always like, what does it mean? Do the other guys just want a break? Do they want to kind of like let him do his own thing for a little bit? I mean, you think about Charles Kelly, Lady A, Hillary Scott, she did a Christian album. Yeah. Charles kind of tried his solo thing. But in the end, they all end up back together because that's just how everybody knows and loves them. Now, also, we had Cole Swindell on the show this morning. That was really, really cool. He loves Orlando. I always give his guitarist a shout out because his family's all from here. Big country music fans, big musicians. But Cole, you know, we asked him about getting back on the road and how he feels about that.
You know, you want to be safe. You don't want to put anybody else in danger. And then you also know that your band and the crew and the people that have taken care of you and gotten you where you are, they need to work.
But we had a really lengthy conversation with Cole Swindell this morning. You can listen to the entire thing on the Unfiltered Obie and Ashley podcast.
K92.3, it is Obie and Ashley. We've got our morning show producer Chloe in here, and I'm kind of having an inner chuckle as I'm so excited about Matrix 4. So there are all these rumors about Matrix, and if you're not familiar with the trilogy, I mean, this was such a ahead of its time trilogy featuring Keanu Reeves and the fact that we're all living in this world that's within a world, right? So anyways, that's not what got me chuckling. It's the fact that Ashley wasn't really into Matrix, and then Chloe doesn't even know what the Matrix is.
I don't even think I've watched a full one, so that's why I kind of laugh with you because you're so into it and can't wait, which a lot of people love those movies, but I could never get into them. And what's funny was your excitement because Priyanka Chopra, she's married to one of the Jonas Brothers now. That's the only reason Chloe said she had any idea what we were talking about.
I don't even know what Matrix is. What's the movie even about?
So the Matrix is all about, you know, how we're living in a world within a world. There are people who are connected to a computer and they're living this life in a world. And then if you get disconnected from the computer, you realize that you're in another world. It's way too vast for me to explain, but let me just say that Keanu Reeves and Keanu, you know, he had already kind of been, you know, popular, but Matrix really put him on a different level, and then he disappeared. And so Ashley and I were talking about how, as of recent, Keanu Reeves has become this internet sensation as people have been begging for him to make a return.
Which is, like, hilarious, right? Because, honestly, I thought he hit his peak in Speed with Sandra Bullock.
That's funny. I'm going to have to check my timelines because I don't remember if Speed came after Matrix or in between. But nevertheless, he was huge. And then Keanu Reeves fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And so what's interesting is now with the resurgence of everybody wanting him back, he's coming back with Matrix 4. But the fact that Priyanka is going to be joining him on this, I mean, it just ups the sexy factor of it. You know what I mean? And, okay, so look, like Chloe, who's never seen a Matrix, doesn't even know what Matrix is. Now, because of Priyanka being added into the ingredients of this mix, it's kind of brought it up to date. I don't know.
It might bring a different and like a new interest. What's interesting, though, is I was asking Obi, I'm like, wait, is Hollywood even back to filming too? Because I know productions had put on hold with COVID and everything. And I just read that the movie was supposed to be coming out in May of 2021. So still even a year from now. But now it's been pushed back a whole nother year to April of 2022. So that just blows my mind on how long these movies take to actually get done.
Yeah, well, and you brought up a good point about the studios. It looks like they are going back to work, like Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise, like that's back in production. And so there are some things to look forward to. I know that even our theaters, the people who own the theater companies out here, whether it's the AMCs, the Epics, whatever, they're excited for movies to return. They're excited for these big movies to return with big sound effects that don't sound the same in our homes and in their places. So that's cool. Matrix 4, there you go. Now you know that Priyanka is going to be joining that, and that is Jonas, one of the Jonas Brothers' wives right there. So Chloe, I'm glad.
Jonas' wife, Obi.
Okay, Nick, I'll remember that. He's the coolest one. He's in Jumanji, right?
I can't keep him straight. There's three of them.
Fucking one.
Isn't there four? Is there actually four?
No, there's three. There's three.
There's four.
There's four?
There's four.
Mind blown. Mind blown.
Something else to look up.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
Love that we get to do this every morning on our show and spotlight somebody doing positive in the community. And this one is extra special. Obi found this, and it is out of Brevard County.
Oh, man, I loved this highlight. Okay, so can we give some love to firefighter and paramedic Jerry Smith, who is celebrating retirement after 26 years of service with the Brevard County Fire and Rescue? Like, come on. Is that not fantastic? 26 years of service, and his longest shift was at Station 82. So if you're there in West Melbourne, he did the A shift there. And the guys are, of course, congratulating him on a special retirement. But 26 years of putting your life in danger and running into buildings that all of us are running out of, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? I think that that's so cool that they offer such great retirement packages, because I was just having this conversation with a friend last weekend who's a firefighter. And the fact that, you know, the option to retire at a certain point is there. And like Jerry Smith, after 26 years, you think about that in other industries, and it might be mean going into a cubicle, but they don't know what calls they're getting every single day. So that's a lot of unknowns throughout the years.
Yeah, and Jerry, let me say this again. I want to say this specifically to Jerry, as he's probably one of our listeners. But, you know, there's a lot of times that when somebody gets hurt or when somebody's going through a scenario where they're extremely stressed and they have to call 911, they're praying to God that an angel comes to help them. And Jerry, for 26 years, dude, you've been able to be that angel for people. So we want to wish you a happy retirement from your people here at K92.3 and all of your listeners. You enjoy it. And that's doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
This is Obi and Ashley, and we are celebrating our K92.3 No Bummer Summer. Here's a great example of what would be perfect for you to hashtag, right? So if you go to Disney today because you're an annual pass holder, and today you get a sneak peek of what's going on there, why don't you hashtag K92.3 No BS And while you're enjoying your time there at Disney, you could also put yourself in the running for that Kenny Chesney show, the Tradewind Resorts, St. Pete's Day, also Boot Factory Outlet. That's all compliments of All American Solar. Now who's going out there? Who's going out there? I'm super excited for you annual pass holders who are getting a first taste of Disney as it reopens today for the annual pass holders for that sneak peek preview.
Yeah, we talked to Slater this week on the show. He's our afternoon show host, and he is a huge Disney fanatic, so we know he's going. But Obi and I were talking, too. Like, I love Disney. I can say I love it because I love it's in our city. I love that it's done so much for Orlando. I'm not one, though, that has an annual pass. I don't even know once I have kids that I would be one to have an annual pass for it. But I know there's a lot of diehards out there that like waited online for those reservations. I will say I noticed a lot of social media pictures already this week. People, they got like some sneak previews, some special access. The Cinderella Castle is repainted. So it looks a little different with like a brighter blue rooftop and kind of like a shade of pink.
Oh, nice. I was going to say for the past couple of years, we've had to see the Cinderella's castle with like a crane behind it as they continue to make renovations and updates to the castle. But over these past 4 months, I'm sure they've gotten everything worked out, right? Like everything's freshly painted. All the rides should be working like up to par.
Yeah, you would hope at least, right? Keep them running. Because like, what do they do with all these people since it hasn't been open? They've probably got to run them to keep them functioning. Right.
Yeah, I would imagine just like some of us have had to keep our cars running, you know, so this way the battery doesn't die just because it's been sitting in the driveway for the past 3 months, 4 months. I'm sure they've had to keep functions going and oil up and lube up everything.
Could you imagine having to be the one to sit on It's a Small World by yourself round and round just to get the hours in on it?
Oh my God.
My mind.
That person probably needs therapy right now. Well, I was going to say, if you need any of the updates, because there are a lot of them, everything from the trams not running to even how to get in and how to reserve your space, all that's available on the podcast, which is on your K92.3 app.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Scott, what part of Orlando are you in?
Okay, I'm in Windermere.
Okay. So tell us about your date.
All right. So here's the thing. I went on a date with Dominica. I kind of splurged. She's a season pass holder at Disney. And I said, why don't we go to Epcot? We can drink around the world. It'll be a blast.
Uh-oh. That's fine, though.
Getting
yeah.
into the park, you know, I'm buying stuff at every little stand, you know, in Germany and Japan.
Wow.
And we get to the end of the date, and I haven't heard anything in, like, a week.
How did it end? Like, did you guys both drive to Disney, meet there, or what?
We rented an Uber, and I don't really remember what happened at the end, because we had been all the way around the world.
All right, okay, well, yeah. you know what we do here, right? Like, you know that all we're going to do is try to call her, and we're just going to see if we can't get you two talking again, okay?
Okay. Right, I mean, okay. Maybe I did something embarrassing at the end I don't really remember, but I don't think so.
Sure, right, there's okay. nothing that you want to tell us before we get her on the phone.
Nah, let's
I
call.
Wish I could.
All right, do us a favor. Just try to stay silent.
Hello?
Yes, Dominica, please. I hope I'm saying that right. Dominica?
Who's calling?
This is Obi and Ashley.
Hey, Dominica.
We are a morning radio show team, so we're on the air right now with K92.3, the big station here in town.
What are you calling for?
Well, we're not solicitors or anything like that, so I feel like sometimes this can take you off guard, but we're really reaching out to you regarding a guy that you want to date with. His name's Scott.
Oh.
He reached out to us to get a hold of you?
That's weird. That's super weird. Well, I don't want to talk to you guys about that.
Well, okay, so all we do here is we just try to get you guys to go on another date, if that's even possible.
How did you guys get my number? Like, what do you guys even know about
the
first
date? He pretty
much
opened up to us, and you're avoiding him.
Yeah.
So I definitely hear in your voice that, like, this is a sensitive subject, and we're just trying to help the both of you out. That second date, it's not going to happen?
No, not at all. No.
So what happened during the first one?
we got kicked out of Epcot and I got my season pass revoked. That's what happened. That's the bottom line of what happened. That's what happened.
Oh, that's horrible.
Was this because of him or because of the both of you?
Yeah. No, it was completely because of him. He got handsy with Goofy. That's the first thing he did.
Handsy?
Handsy. Real handsy. Like, trying to be funny, I guess. I don't know. And then we got a warning. Like, security was made aware of our presence. And then there was a wheelchair. It was like somebody's actual wheelchair outside of a restroom. He got in the wheelchair and started trying to do donuts. And
oh, my God.
In the wheelchair?
Yeah. And I couldn't get him to put it back. And thanks to him, I lost my season pass. I cut every weekend. I go to Disney all the time.
Oh, my God.
No, it was absolutely horrifying. Security had to escort us out of the park.
Oh.
Oh, my
God. That is really embarrassing.
Okay, so, Dominica, we knew nothing about this, and I think it's an appropriate time right now to bring Scott into this conversation because he just heard all this.
Dominica, I am so sorry. I remember,
I don't want to hear your sorry. Honestly, I don't want to see you again. I can't believe that you would call a radio station to, like, ask me out for you is the weirdest thing. Like, no. You got me.
Well, I wanted to know what happened. I thought you got the cold shoulder. That's all. I thought I maybe did something to you. I didn't realize it was about the park or, like, some person's wheelchair or...
Seriously? Okay, wait, guys. Hold on. Hold on. Let Scott answer to this. Did you really not know?
I remember... so little after Norway, like, we had this, it was like in a boot type thing. It was like this, you know, beer in a boot. And I'm sorry if I did anything embarrassing to Goofy or to Pluto or whoever. But, you know, we were having a good time. I felt kind of free.
You were having a good time. Like, the fact that you got my pass revoked, you have any idea how often I use that? It was like where I met my friends every weekend, and now I can't go.
If I can call, I'll call Disney and say it was my fault. If that'll help, I'm sorry.
They didn't want to hear from you. They don't.
Okay,
want, they've heard
okay.
enough
oh,
from
man.
You.
Okay,
well,
guys.
That's them. They sound like a bunch of.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hey, we did our job. We got you guys talking. That's all we wanted to do.
Don't call me.
It's up to you.
Again.
I mean,
Scott. Okay, don't call another radio station to call me. Don't call me. Get it?
So I guess that's a no.
Yeah.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Hey again, it's Obie and Ashley here, thanking you for taking your time to listen to the podcast. Now, you know that we've got an unfiltered version of the podcast, too, where we go a little bit deeper. There's no FCC rules there or anything like that.
And again, you can listen really anywhere you go. So whether you're going to the gym, walking the dog, maybe you're going out on the boat for the day.
Yeah, those are good places. Don't listen to us, though, if you're in church.
Yeah, probably
or
not.
You're going through your counseling session to make things right with your wife.
Not a good idea.
All right, Ashley, where can they catch you?
At Ashley Stegbauer.
And you can find me at Obie Diaz or at Obie the Great. All right, y'all, to the future.